This is a Voyascape podcast. You can find all of our travel podcasts from around the world at voyascape.com.
What is up, everybody? DeAndre Koch here, and I've got another quick update for you guys today. Things have been pretty quiet in the points and miles world overall. Hasn't been a lot of updates or new major bonus offers that have come out, but there's a couple that are still active here early in the month of October that I wanted to make sure that you guys were aware of and can take advantage of if you have not already. The first, and we've mentioned this at least once, if not twice before, is the Chase Inc. Business Unlimited card still has the elevated sign-up offer right now, sign-up bonus. So it typically is marketed as $750 in cash back, and that's elevated to $900 in cash back. And this is a zero fee, so $0 annual fee and 0% interest APR business credit card. And I know you guys have all heard me say multiple times, the definition of business is very, very wide open. So don't think you have to have a brick and mortar location to have a business credit card. You can, in fact, have just started a business yesterday and not have any revenue and apply for this card. And you are allowed to use personal expenses on a business card, but just keep in mind those aren't able to be written off. So don't give those to your accountant as a write-off expense. Just like you can put business expenses on your personal credit card and those can be a write-off for your business. Anyway, it's marketed as a $900 cashback card for zero fee. And that's if you spend $8,000 in the first 3 months. Now, if you only have this card, if this is your first card in the Chase world, you're only going to get the cashback offer with it. But that's not really what you want. You want to be able to unlock access to, at minimum, their travel portal, but ideally the ability to transfer to their travel partners. So that That $900 in cash back actually translates to 90,000 points if you have either the Chase Sapphire Preferred, Chase Sapphire Reserve, which those are both personal cards, or the Chase Inc. Business Preferred card. If you have any of those, then essentially your $900 in cash back turns into 90,000 points. You can transfer that to Hyatt, Air France. You can transfer to a lot of different places. Or if you want to go the very easy route, you can use it in the portal. And then you actually will get a bonus extra at least 0.25, if not 0.5 cents, depending on the actual card that you have that unlocks the travel portal with this card. So we'll have the link to that in the show notes as well. This is still available, but for a very limited time. So if you haven't jumped on the opportunity, I'd recommend that you do so. The other is the Southwest personal cards, an 85,000 point offer for the Southwest personal card. Now, this is extremely limited. I believe this offer is going to end October 9th. And realistically, if you're trying to do the companion pass travel hack or travel strategy for 2025 and 2026, you're going to want to wait until at least probably October 5th or so to actually apply for this. So if you're not familiar, the companion pass strategy is you essentially need a certain amount of points in order to unlock the travel pass. So if you're not familiar with the companion pass, you have to essentially earn 135,000 points with Rapid Rewards with Southwest in a calendar year, and that will unlock the companion pass all the rest of that year and the following year as well. And a companion pass is basically a free ticket minus some taxes and fees, which are like $6 to $10 for someone of your choice. And it usually has to be someone that they are going to constantly be your companion. It's not really easy to keep switching it like 10 different companions in 1 year. But anyway, if you can imagine, if it's you plus one, you and your significant other, you could basically have someone that you can fly all over the US or wherever Southwest flies, and pretty much you only have to pay for one ticket instead of two each time. And now imagine if you had kids, you're a family of four, you could do this, your spouse could do this, and then you could basically each have your kids fly free. So the ideal way you want to do this is you would want to get the 135,000 points as early in the year as you possibly can. And to make this happen. And the Southwest personal cards have an 85,000 point offer right now. And essentially, that 85,000 points will count towards your 135,000 points for Southwest to get the companion pass. So ideally, you want to apply by like October 5th, but also before October 9th when this runs out, so that you can get this elevated offer, get this bonus, and then make sure that you don't actually hit your spend until after January 1st, because you don't want the points to credit until January, because if they credit here in 2024, then you're going to have a bunch of points that hit this year and then have to still do 135,000 points next year. So the Southwest strategy, that's one that's pretty widely used. I don't personally use that. I don't really fly Southwest almost ever, but I know a lot of people, especially those with kids, do. And so there's definitely some options to consider there with the Southwest personal card. So those are the two things I really want to bring up. There's a few other offers that are kind of expiring right now. The Marriott Bonvoy Business American Express card has a welcome offer that's ending October 16th for 5 free nights. And that's for $8,000 spend in 6 months. And that 5 free nights is basically up to 50,000 Marriott Bonvoy points per night. If you're a huge Marriott fan, or you're just looking for that next level kind of points and miles card strategy, this could be one to pursue. But I think the Southwest Companion, a lot more popular, and definitely that Chase Inc. Business Unlimited is huge, and a huge opportunity to get a massive chunk of Chase points. So we're gonna keep this one pretty short. Until the next time, there hasn't been a lot of updates or news in the world of points and miles. So we're going to end this one here, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Take care.
Luxury flights and hotels can be had for free. The world of points and miles sounds too good to be true, but it's actually real, but only if you know what you're doing.
On Frequent Miler on the Air, Greg and I, I'm Nick, discuss all the ways to earn points and miles and use them for outsized value.
Join us every Friday for our full episodes and every Tuesday for our quick, single-topic coffee break episodes.
See you there.